Kiev, agus falchuk a Jean Clark come and Luke Class Gale and a shock than a shawl to me. Tom Comack with you as always on a Wednesday night. And well, tonight I'm joined by two men we had here last weekend, Brian McInniff and Eugene Udy Hughes. And of course, they're going to reflect on last Saturday's Ulster Senior Championship semi final draw between Donegal and Monaghan in Kingspan Breffni Park. And of course, we look forward to the replay this Saturday evening as well, back in Kingspan Breffni Park. 111 to Donegal, 14 points to Monaghan. Conor McManus with three late frees. And well, two massive frees tied up the game before Christy Toy fisted Donegal back in front, and McManus again after a late foul in the middle of the field by Anthony Thompson set up McManus for the equalising score. Different views on it, of course. If you're from Monaghan, you feel you were denied the opportunity maybe to play on and win the game. And of course, Donegal very angry and very annoyed that the 16-6 minutes of extra time was played and that they, I suppose, coughed up that late lead in that game. But we'll talk to Eugene and to Brian about that in a moment. And we'll also look forward, of course, to the second of the Ulster semi-finals. That, of course, ended a couple of weeks ago as well between Tyrone and Cavan in a drawn game in St. Shernock's Park. And they're back in Clonus this Sunday for that semi-final replay as well. So people complaining about the opening games in the Ulster Senior Championship are pretty one-sided. But certainly the two semi-finals, certainly far from it. And, of course, Donegal's game against Monaghan on Saturday evening. A highly entertaining contest, a physical contest, as one would expect, with Monaghan and Donegal. But, of course, you can contact us here on this programme as well if you want in the course of the night. And if you have any questions for Nudie Hughes or for Brian McInniff, we'd only be too delighted to hear them from you. You can contact us on 087, that's text 087 77005. And that's if you're dialing from outside the dialing code, it's 00353 86 77 00 55. But well, Eugene Hughes, delighted to have you back again this weekend. Has the dust settled in Monaghan, and how has it gone down?
Well, the dust has settled in Breffni, never mind there's plenty of action along the sideline, more so than the field. It seemed all happened there in the very end. But Tom, we are very happy to get out of Breffni Park with a draw, and I want to thank the Donegal boys for that.
Yeah, and obviously disappointed, I suppose, as well with maybe aspect of the performance, because obviously you went into a good lead early in the second half.
Yes, when they were 3 point clear, they looked like they should have stepped on further than that, and they had it in their grasp, but they just pulled back a wee bit. They went a bit more defensive, and also there was a bit more urgency with Donegal. And as we talked about last week, where was the best position for Michael Murphy? And like, he had an impact in his best performance yet against to date in the on the Donegal jersey against Monaghan, and his influence throughout the game was significant. But you know, when you look at the game, it was very, very physical, great conditions, and like there'll be a lot of sore bodies there still in both camps. But you know, we were very fortunate. I think we'd have learned a lot more, I believe, than Donegal, and I'm hoping. But I think there's more in Monaghan, and we were very fortunate to get out of Breffni last Saturday night.
Yeah, and Brian, I know from reading your column in the Democrat and in the People's Press, you left Breffni Park maybe a little disappointed, but happy enough with Donegal's performance.
Very happy with the performance overall, Tom. You know, considering that we reduced to 14 men for the last 15 minutes in what was a nail-biting encounter, there's no doubt it was as close as one could get. I think the pace of the Donegal forward line has shown that we have a freshness about the team this year that early in the year we didn't think we might have. But with the two McHugh brothers and Martin O'Reilly, they add a lot of momentum to the attack, and that's something that Monaghan had difficulty dealing with last week, and I would feel again this week they'll have the same difficulty with the same three players. But I suppose we need to mind our discipline, because the second game of the championship we had a man on the sideline, and it'll cost us someday, but hopefully discipline will be part and parcel overall display. But generally very happy, I suppose, overall. A draw in the heel of the hunt was a fair result, even though we felt we had it won and let it slip with the extra 6 minutes. But that's football, Tom.
Yeah, and tell me, Brian, I know as well you were concerned about the amount of frees we've coughed up, and that's part of the discipline as well, and the discipline in the tackle.
That's without a shadow of a doubt was costing us, because McManus is going to punish us, and you could see last Sunday he kicked 8 points. You know, there were two monstrous frees from just outside the 50. The winner of the equalising point was quite close, but like, there were monstrous frees. Like, you'd think you were safe enough giving away a ball, you know, for a free outside the 50. But he's a very accomplished player. Conor McManus, probably the best playing forward in the country at the moment.
Yeah. And overall, the general run of the play, do you feel the 14 men obviously affected us? You know, if we look at the first half, it was pretty even. Probably Monaghan shaded it.
Yeah, well, Monaghan shaded, actually. The only thing, and I was sitting beside, quite a nest of Donegal supporters, I said to them behind me, you know, and I said, this is going to waken the boys up even further, you know, and it did. Donegal had the capacity to play very well with 14 players in the way that this type of game that we play, but it's going to cost those some time, Tom, along the line. But you know, that is definitely, we scored the goal actually when we were down to 14.
Yeah, and tell me, that's something that Jim McGuinness mentioned in his column in the Irish Times yesterday. Donegal seem to have a problem getting past this 11-point barrier and they need the goals.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We need the goals, and I'm hoping we may get a couple of goals on Sunday. But there's more scoring there. Like, sometimes Marty Riley, and he's a great player and getting better as games go by. I've seen the club level here beating Bundoran on his own, his capacity to take points. Like, if he showed a wee bit more self-confidence in himself and start to kick points. And another man is Ryan McHugh, that playing for Kilcar will kick 4 or 5 points in a game from play. And, you know, they're the sort of lads we need contributing to provide the lads inside. And let's be fair about it, Tom. Michael Murphy is obviously carrying an ankle injury, there's no doubt about that. And whether he's fit to kick the frees or not on Sunday is something maybe that Rory may take a look at as well, because, you know, you have to pivot on your foot, and if you have a bad left ankle and you're kicking with the right foot, it's not very helpful. But, like, Michael missed 3 scorable frees, and, you know, normally those things don't happen, and Paddy McBurkey kicked one as well, so there's 4 points we kicked that could have won the game for us.
Yeah, and tell me, is that something that you would encourage Rory to do, maybe to look elsewhere for a free taker, maybe if
Michael Murphy has a bad ankle and it's the foot that he's standing on, well, that's going to cause difficulty, as any free taker would know. But, you know, Michael Murphy would be fit to discuss that with Rory, and if there's someone free taker needed, I just read there recently where St Junan's and Kilcar played a draw match and Ryan McHugh kicked the equalising point from outside the 50, you know. So if he can do that for his club, he's well fit to do it for his county. Like, he wouldn't be a son of his father's, he couldn't do that.
Yeah. And tell me, Nudie, in terms of Monaghan, what areas do you see the room for improvement?
Well, number one, Michael Murphy made a 2 sore ankles this Saturday night. I learned that. I may stand on his foot myself. But I think Brian's right about Michael Murphy, a unique player, and you know he was carrying a bit of injuries. Plus the fact the hits he got just before half-time took an awful lot out of him too. And I was surprised there wasn't an alternative to plan B for the short free kick. But that will come. But I thought Donegal was slow. Monaghan bypassed Donegal half forward and midfield, and they let the runner like Carl O'Connell, who's caused Donegal endless problems with possession wise, free running. I think Monaghan possession wise much the same, but I think there's more in them. Darren Hughes and Kieran Hughes, I looked at times they weren't interested, but there's a game it would click for them. And the worrying point from Monaghan's point was that Donegal got in 3 times. Apart from Odom McNally's goal, they got 3 others, like Kieran Gillespie and Patrick McPert, who were in behind. I think it was Murphy, the other one, I'm not sure. I think it was Murphy, the other chance. Could have been if they had a goal. The 2 clear points after it, they could have had the goal. That was the worrying point for Mullins' situation. And we have got 2 other scoring forwards in there, like Shane Carey and Owen Duffy scored a point, but we need more. Conor McCarthy was causing problems and he's doing well, so I think we caused problems for Donegal defensively, but we didn't finish them when we were 3 points clear. But I think the momentum is still with Monaghan, and there's a lot more in them. And as Brian said, Donegal feel that they let it slip, but I think Monaghan learned an awful lot last week. And when you look at the position of the players, I think it'll change this weekend. You mentioned McManus there,
it doesn't matter what side of the goals, he'll punish you anywhere. And the seven frees, the conceding of the frees just before half time, even when McGee happened to just bump into McManus. McManus was down. It was a silly one to give away, but just shows you cannot afford, you can't afford to foul in the defence at all with McManus.
Yeah, and he kicked 8 points, seven of them from frees. He was held pretty well by Paddy McGrath from play.
He done very well. There's no question about that. And the one thing, he was held very well. And the other aspect of his game was the fact that when you look at the two McHughes came into the role in the last 20 minutes of the game, Owen and Ryan McHugh really added a new attacking force to Donegal when they got the momentum to switch towards them. And I thought that Donegal were their own downfall in the end by trying to kill time. Monaghan was struggling to get the ball off Donegal when Donegal were 2 points clear. And I think that's something Monaghan will need to be more patient. They were a bit more aggressive. They were giving away a freeze. And it's only when the game swung round through an incident on the goalkeeper's half and on McGinley, it sort of swung around in Monaghan's favour. And the 6 minutes, they might feel hard done by, but when you start killing the game, the referee doesn't like it and fans don't like it. And I think that's where Monaghan came into their own, and they just have to be learned to be patient, which I think Maliki Rook will learn this week.
Yeah. And in terms of the 6 minutes, Brian, were you left wondering where they came from?
Yeah, I was a bit wondering exactly where to put. But our own keeper probably might have annoyed the referee with his laying down there, because there was really no physical contact to any great degree, which was highlighted in the Sunday game. But I'm sure he's only a young lad and he'll learn from that mistake. But 6 minutes was hard to find, Tom. But maybe it'll work for us this summer, Sunday or Saturday, when the referee adds time on. But hopefully that it won't come to that. We'll have a wee bit of extra in the tank. That we'll be about 4 or 5 points. That'll make life a wee bit easier for an older man at the game.
Yeah, and I suppose really, Nudie, this week it's all about recovery and who can recover best, as much as, you know, who can step up their game.
Yeah, there's in both teams, we'll be looking at both players and management, we'll be looking at themselves, but it is a recovery week. It wasn't that the game was spectacular, but the physicality of the game really took an awful lot out of the players when you compare it to the championship to date. As with the Cavan Throne game, with the conditions there was that day, heavy rain throughout, but it was serious hits in that game. So I was actually crunching in my teeth just before half time when I could feel the tackles those players were hitting. And, you know, it's all about recovery and asking the other players to look at things didn't go right last Saturday night. You can rectify it this week if you're picked. And that's the whole thing, because the 35 minutes, it's not, they don't play for an hour and 10. You play for 35 minutes before there's a break. And the player that gets this opportunity, that be the one of last week or the sub that came on, that's what he is going to be asked between now and then. Will you deliver that? And the main players will definitely have some recovery period, but it really was
and
very physical.
Is it going to be more difficult for the older players, Nudie?
I think the recovery period, yes, because there's no question in it. The hits there was last Sunday. And the younger, but it's all about being in the right position. When you win the first couple of balls, you don't feel the pain of anything then. You're mad to get into the game. But when you're struggling to get possession, the way Donegal controlled up until the last extra time period, Monaghan players were chasing shadows. And that's what they'll have to learn. So you imagine that with the pain that's in from last week. They have to learn to be more controlled and just pick their timing and get possession and hold it. And that gives players the confidence and they'll start playing football.
Bar one or two hits, Brian, it was a very physical game, but it wasn't a dirty game by any means.
No, it was tough, Tom, and you expect that when you play Monaghan, because that's the way that the Donegal Monaghan matches have been for a long lot of years, and we have to cope with that. And I think the fact that the boys have come through that, and that'll stand them in good stead, no more than what Nudie talks there. I think the boys will be quite happy within themselves that this kind of a hoodoo that seems to exist with Monaghan, I think that'll be buried after last Saturday.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a psychological thing more than a physical thing, you know. And I think that Rory will make a good issue of that going into the game on Saturday night.
And where are you on this recovery thing? Because you've been in management in that not too distant past, and you probably had hectic schedule of games, I think, one of those years in the qualifiers. How difficult?
Yeah, well, we went week to week, and I remember the late Michael Oliver, God be good to him. And
Michael Oliver McIntyre, yeah.
Patsy and PJ and myself, on a Monday night, where we used to go, we didn't go to a training pitch, we went to the beach at Morva, And, you know, we're lucky here in Donegal that we have the sea, the length and breadth of the county. So wherever Rory would like to bring them in, it's hard to beat the tide. That buoyancy in the salt water will bring you back better than any ice baths or whatever else you want. And that's where I would bring the boys on a Monday night after a competitive
well,
match.
Well, I think they go to the swimming pool now, don't they, in the Aura Leisure Centre or somewhere, I think.
Well, that's true, Tom, but I think that the salt water and the buoyancy and the salt in it is the quickest way to recover of all. There's no doubt about that. Even if you have an ankle injury there, I always send the lads to the beach.
Not to engage the Glesion Clark coming Luke Glasgow and a shock to the show to meet Tom Cormack. Just one question coming in there, and we'll ask Brian McInniff about it in a moment. What about Stephen McBrearty? Maybe Rory Gallagher maybe should look at his team and maybe bring in some of the younger blood, but we'll talk a little bit about that for Brian in a moment. That's right after these. No, we have no break. Sorry, Jimmy tells me we have no break. And, well, you're tuned to the GAA programme tonight, and my special guests are Brian McInniff and Nudy Hughes, reflecting on Donegal and Monaghan last weekend, and that highly entertaining draw in Kingspan Breffni Park. And of course they're back there again on Saturday evening for the replay, and this one will be played to the finish. Brian, just leaving the senior game for a moment, Donegal Miners through to an Ulster final, big performance against what was supposed to be and was a very good Monaghan team.
An excellent Monaghan team, Tom. Unfortunately, I missed the first half of it because of traffic. I was travelling with my nephew Conor McInniff, and he came in the far side of the town of Cab, and then with the traffic. It was half time before I arrived there, so I really can't comment as much, because Monaghan were playing catch up at that stage, beginning the second half.
And nearly caught us,
but I had the pleasure of meeting big Michael Gallagher's son from Venties today in Donegal Town in the county council offices. And my God, he is a huge man. No wonder he can play as well as he can in the middle of the field. Donegal are a very, very good minor side, Tom. There's no doubt. And fair play to the management to have them going very, very well, because in spite of the fact that Monaghan pinned their ears back in the second half, they pulled up their socks and got on with it, and they finished very, very strong. And I think they'll go on and win the Ulster Championship. We do owe Derry one from last year.
Yeah, of course, Derry were in the final. They defeated Armagh in the other semi-final the week before. Nudy, I know there was great hopes about this Monaghan minor team. Were you disappointed?
Yes, we were disappointed, but there wasn't enough ball going to the inside forward line. But as Brian said, the Kieran Gallagher gave an exhibition at midfield. And in fact, about five catches the second half. If I'm correctly caught, I think eight in his possession, but five in the second half. He was uncontested, but he was outfielding anyway. It didn't matter. But the half forward line, Nathan Boyle, Niall O'Donnell, I know the McFadden, but your half back line also done well. I think Oran Shields, very, very good. And the supply that Kieran Gallagher gave to the inside forward line was consistent. And when the pressure did come on, he actually took on the players and scored a fabulous point. But there was a lot expected of Monaghan. But at minor level, things happen. And Donegal know what happened last year against Derry, the Oldham one. Monaghan came up against a very excellent Donegal team. They knew them from the league, the final, and knew what was in them. But I thought Monaghan came up short, and those things went wrong for them on the day. And you know, Donegal, one team you don't want to be playing against when things go wrong is Donegal, and they punished us. And Donegal responded very well. But
yeah, and actually, what struck me about them, very big men on both sides.
They were big, but the thing about Donegal's timing on the break and the tackle, I thought the tackling from the defensive situation were very good. The Rob Monaghan men went through Brian O'Connor, and particularly David Carter and Michael Banning, were coming through the middle three times, once in the first half and three times in the second half, and the ball was knocked away. They doubled up on them all right, but it was the tackling of the Hanin knocking the ball away, and Donegal got two scores out of four possessions that Monaghan had, and they were attacking. That's the difference in Donegal. They learned, they're cute, and like, it's experience too, and they perform well in the big day. And I think sometimes young players get stage fright, but it was still a very entertaining game when you look at the scores, it was taken that day. And as we looked at, like, Monaghan had 14 points, Donegal had won 11. Very few times you get a draw out of them. Normally it's 118, 119. But at the minors gave an exhibition of scoring, and I thought the players' discipline was very good throughout.
Arthur, I guess the Glesion Clark, come on, Luke Glasgow, Shock to the Show, to me, Tom Cormack, Brian McInniff, and Uni Hughes are my special guests. And Well, we're reflecting on the weekend's football here in Ulster. Of course, Donegal and Monaghan drew in that senior championship, and they must meet again in Kingspan Breffni Park this Saturday evening. And as you was hearing there, Donegal Miners got through to the Ulster final, defeating Monaghan on that minor semi final, 3:15 to 2:12. Cracking game, big performances all round, and well, some big men and some good footballers on both sides. One of the other big stories of the week here in Donegal, Brian, and actually they didn't. It seems to have gone under the radar slightly. I know there has been a couple of press releases out about it today, but Termin under 14s in the All Ireland Féilean an Éire competition down in Kerry. They played in Division One. You know, and they got to the final. They didn't win it. They were beaten by Castleknock of Dublin, but they beat Selbridge of Kildare. They beat Carrigaline of Cork and a few others as well. A fantastic performance. I don't think a Donegal team ever has done that before, even reached the final.
Well, you have to take a look at the ladies in Termin, Tom. I was there in Tuam Stadium when they won the All-Ireland ladies, you know, so there's a wee bit of a tradition there with that club on Charman. But a great credit to those involved in Termin, such a small little parish hinterland, to see them come out and contest at that level. We've had success there with St. Junan's and Ballyshannon.
Yeah, St. Junan's won last year, or won the Division 2 last year.
Yeah.
And I was checking with Sylvester Maguire. Eroa didn't actually, maybe won a community games or something. But
community games then, Tom, I forgot that it was community games, but I know that Eroa Ballyshannon did win a community games level at underage. Remember, I spoke to you earlier today about it. But it's a great performance from Termin,
yeah.
You know, for such a small little area. There's obviously great work being done at underage.
Yeah.
In many places throughout the county, Tom.
Yeah. The standard of football in the county, you know, obviously the tide is rising here at the moment, isn't it?
There's no doubt about that. We're very, very lucky. We have a very, very good under-17 team, and it's a great bugbear to me, the fact that they can't play reserve football or senior football, and I can't understand for whatever reason. I spoke to Pádraig Duffy, but there was no point in me talking to Pádraig. Pádraig had his own definite views on it. But I suppose if you ask Nudy Hughes, he played probably senior club football at 15 or 16, the same as myself. And I can't understand. I want to go back to the question that was sent in about Steve McBurty. I know Stephen since he played under 12 because I was with him the whole way up because I was involved in the Bundoran teams. He's a super player, and I would be disappointed he's not in the senior squad. I think he could bring a lot to the table.
Well, he's in the squad, but I'm not sure if he's.
No, but he's not in the 24, Tom.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So he's training away with them anyway. But anyway, you know, just back to that Termin, and I have to say congratulations to Termin. It's a great achievement. Actually, Selbridge, Glanmire, Carrigaline, O'Donovan Narasa from Derry and Douglas from Cork were the sides they beat on their way to the final, and they lost to Castleknock in the final. Division 1 final, it's a serious achievement. I know they lost the final. And, you know, brilliant work obviously been done by James Cassidy and Paddy Gallagher and everybody involved at underage down there in Termin. And I know the Termin under 14 ladies got to the semi-final as well of the Division 1 in the ladies as well, so going particularly well. And St. Eunan's under 14 Camogie girls, we can't forget them as well. They won the Division 5 Shield in the Comórtas Pell Féile down in Tipperary at the weekend, so obviously things are going well. Anyway, before we return to Donegal and Monaghan and where you likely see the likely outcome, I know you two guys aren't going to change your attitude anyway. Cavan and Tyrone, can Tyrone finish it the next day, or are Cavan capable of causing an upset?
Well, I think that Mickey probably will restore Justin McMahon, or possibly his brother Joe, who's got only one game under his belt, into the full back line, because there's no doubt that the aerial, lack of aerial power inside was very, very costly. Now, I'd have to say maybe that the last Cavan goal probably was square ball. But be that as it may, there's the creek in there for lack of size, and Justy or Joe McMahon will go a long way to solve the problem. Because I remember the year they won the All-Ireland in 03, that had difficulties in there as well, and he brought the late Cormac McNallan and placed him at full-back, and that was the winning of the All-Ireland for him. But they have to solve that problem because Cavan had physical size. And with the forecast being, again, supposed to be for a wet weekend, they need to be very, very careful because a wet day will suit Cavan.
Mm. And Cavan, Nudy Hughes, will Cavan have gained encouragement and confidence grown from that draw?
I think they will, and Brian said, I don't think Joe will play. Justin, Joe's, the age might be against Joe, but I think Justin will definitely get the nod. But they were trying to get over the cabin game before. They were looking at the Ulster final, the release for those to final. So the area battle, as you said, they conceded particularly two goals in the first half, which is unusual for Tyrone. And the tax situation is very similar, but the turnovers was vital, and it seemed that Cavan took the ball into the tackles a lot more. The one interesting thing I'd say about the referees this year that I've looked in the championship, the player taking into the ball into the tackle, he's more inclined to be pulled this year than ever before. He's given a chance to release the ball, not to take the ball in the tackle. And the referees, including the Donegal game, if we look at it, the turnovers, the player taking the ball into the tackle was pulled for over-carrying. He had a chance to release the ball, and it's a good point. But Cavan had as many breakdowns, but they think they've only scored 7 points from Freeze. That won't count next week. But he'll change the team. Killingcamp won't start on the square at this time. And I think you have Niamh McDermott doing very well at training, and Pádraig Faulkner came on near the end. Rory Dunn doing a good job, and Sean Kavanagh. I think Cavan have a lot of options, but Tyrone just had the cuteness in front of goals. Even though they had two chances to finish the game twice when they got back to a draw, but they should have carried out. But I think they'll score about 17-18 points this week. Again, it depends on the conditions. It is given a wet next three days. So I'm looking at it. Michael Argue out around the middle. Garrod McKiernan hasn't performed in two big days in the league final, and last week, 2 weeks ago, he didn't perform. So he needs a big game against Tyrone. And I think... for Cavan, and I think Tyrone just about will have it by a couple of points.
And it's interesting, someone mentioned to me that any year that Tyrone have been held to a draw under Mickey Hart in Ulster, they have gone on the All-Ireland, so I'm sure Tyrone fans will be hoping for that. That game, of course, in Clonus on Sunday, and Donegal and Monaghan in Kingspan Breffni Park on Saturday night. You went for a 4-point win last week, Nudi. Are you as confident, or a 4-point win last week? Are you as confident this week?
I definitely think to be 4-in for Monaghan. I think we have learned an awful lot. Brian said they think Donegal will up the ante now. I think they will, but they'll up the ante. But I think Monaghan can stop a step higher, and I expect us to come out by at least 4 points.
And Brian, you went for 2.
I'll stick with the 2, Tom. I think it'll be going to be very, very close. But
thank
I think
you indeed. That's unfortunately, we have got to leave it. It's Don O'Gee and Chocton, Jogan O'Mee, Tom Cormack.